Blog Talk Radio.
Alright, you did.
Okay, bye bye.
Live from the Treasure Sign Studio in Leavenworth, Pennsylvania, it's the Sports Show. And now, turn up the volume and get on the OB and welcome in the undefeated, undisputed champion of Sports Talk Radio, JBC.
You hype up this show so much, you realize there's like nothing to talk about right now.
NBA Finals? NHL Stanley Cup Finals? I don't think so. Triple Crown winner, first time in 37 years?
That's a week ago. That's almost.
Not for this show, it's not.
But only
you got callers want to talk?
Well,
you got people that want to listen?
No, we don't. But we'll take the callers anyway. Yeah. I can't even see who this is. But
is that Cowpoke? 630?
Yes. Cowpoke, go. Cowpoke, hello. And then we'll meet him for a little bit, and then we'll go back.
You then?
Yes. This is having some Todd blame us with the phones to start off.
We'll go to
Paul, see if I can resolve any of the problems. I probably should go to him if I want to do that. You on? Can you hear me, sir?
I can hear you.
Yeah.
So the 8th grade graduate, dude. Did you get a rating on the show now that you're an 8th grade graduate?
We'll see what the fate of the show is. Yes.
Yeah.
Whether I should abandon it or not. Maybe we should take a straw poll.
I don't know. I think the people demand Jamie C on Saturday mornings. So.
Well.
So, anyway.
I appreciate that you think that.
So we got NBA and NHL Finals, both 2-2. Love it when it gets to this point. Looks like both series have the potential to go 7, although I think that Golden State may actually win in 6 now, because that game 4, it looked to me like Cleveland is just a little bit out of gas. And I think that Cleveland's lack of talent is catching up to them. Your thoughts?
Yes, I think it's been trying to mask itself all series. I don't think it could mask itself anymore. They just pure lack of talent that they have, and I think that's why the Warriors will win in 6.
Your boy LeBron pulled off a heroic feat thus far. Let me tell you something. This Cavs team stinks. They freaking stink. I mean, oh my gosh. Like, you look at their starting lineup besides LeBron, and it's two guys in Knicks release.
Yeah.
They got an undrafted Australian rugby player, and that center. I guess Tristan Thompson is starting lineup, right? He's pretty good.
Yeah, they don't have much talent at all.
It's been a fun series though. So I hope Cleveland does win.
Yeah,
one more
think
game.
Seven. I think it will continue to be even though the Warriors will win in 6.
I think so too. That would be my prediction also. So let's see. NBA draft. I guess we'll talk more about that next week. But what do you think? Still
yeah,
part of the muscle, right?
Even though he canceled his workout, I think we still targeting him. Yep.
Yeah, that's not a good sign. Well, Embiid didn't work out for us last year either, so maybe that's an omen. We'll see.
What trivia do you have for? Or esteemed caller. I'm not rushing well. because you're going to take 2 minutes to find the trivia anyway.
Here's an easy one.
Yeah, you can just ask one. Just pop off the top of your head. Just ask me a question about anything you want.
I don't know. Let's just ask it. Oh, ask
here's a good one.
Here's
a great one.
Oh, you're great. Which one of the NBA which are the 6 NBA MLB stadiums with a retractable roof?
The 6 NBA MLB stadiums?
MLB stadiums with a retractable roof.
Well, let's see. So, I don't know when this question was created because the Marlins Stadium is retractable.
No,
okay, so I know Toronto is a retractable roof.
Yeah.
And, geez, man, I can't even. Are there any other dome stadiums in the MLB, do you think? They're retractable roofs.
Yeah, there are 5 more answers to have retractable
roofs. Are you talking about with NFL, too, or just MLB?
MLB.
What? Retractable roofs? I don't even know of any other domes besides Tampa Bay's not retractable. What other dome stadiums do they have left?
No, I'll just go through it. Chase Field with the Diamondbacks.
Okay.
The Brewers. Marlins Park.
I got that one.
Minute Maid Park.
Minute Maid Park is a retractable roof? I did not know that.
Apparently. And Safeco Field. Okay, thank you, sir.
Thanks. All right, I should have known that. I'm Sam.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Hey, Jamie, how's it going? It's been a little bit. Just wanted to check in real quick and get your perspective on 2 things. Do you think my Blackhawks can win the Stanley Cup, or do you think we're not going to get the dynasty? What do you think?
No, I think you'll win the Stanley Cup. Your Blackhawks will pull through there. I do. I believe it.
Thank you. How about who do you think wins the NBA Finals? It's been a fantastic series so far. Who do you got? You got Golden State or is LeBron going to win it?
I'm picking Golden State in 6. That's who I'm picking.
Yeah, me too. I agree. I agree with you. Was there anything else? Oh, yeah. I wanted to also get your thoughts on what you thought of the Triple Crown last weekend. If you were happy for
I think the Triple Crown was good. I hope they show interest in the sport after it. That's what I think of the Triple Crown. Let's get you some trivia, Vance. This is a good one for you. Who is NFL's Man of the Year named after?
Man of the Year in what year, though? Are you talking about this past year?
No, the NFL's Man of the Year Award. Who's it named after?
Oh, was that Walter Payton?
Yes, it is Walter Payton. Good Dan.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
I did.
I got it.
All right, thank you much, Dan.
Have a great day.
You're welcome.
See all right,
you.
Bye.
Nice calling.
Dala Dandy. Frank, Grand, go ahead.
I got me right in. How are you?
Good.
All right. Now, I'm usually on board with what Chip Kelly does. I didn't hear the rest of your show. Talk to me about this Evan Mathis thing. What do you think?
I think he's not a very adaptable person. He needs to become more adaptable. I think he's sacrificing the success of the team for his own bad criteria. That's what I think about the average thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what else? He maybe thinks that he really wasn't that good anymore. Maybe he thinks that, you know, forget about the money. Everybody agrees if he came into camp, he would have still had a job. And maybe these guys have looked so good in camp, he's saying to the coaches, hey, we don't need that guy. He's another malcontent, which he really wasn't, by the way, except he just wanted more money. Who can blame him for that? But he, the guy, he miscalculated. I read the paper.
I think that's true. I think all he wanted is more money. I think the only person you could fault in the situation is Chip Kelly.
Well, I don't know about that. The guy could have come in and he would have had a job. But maybe Chip's arrogance got him a little bit this time. Maybe. We'll see, right? We'll see.
Well, that's...
Now, go ahead.
I mean Chip's arrogance, not just Chip that you can blame it on. I word of that, bear.
What happened to the Phillies last night?
I did not know what happened to the Phillies last night.
I know they were down. Herrera, whatever, pitched pretty well, though. He kept on getting out of jams. He pitched pretty well.
Yeah, he pitched good.
Yeah, right. All right, any trivia for your grandfather?
All right, let's give you some trivia here. Who is the NCAA's leader in rebounds in Division I men basketball history?
All-time leader in rebounds, huh? I'm going to pull one out of my hat and say Larry Bird.
No, you got to go back a little ways. You got to go more local. You got to go.
Okay, how about Nate Thurman? How about Nate Thurman?
Philadelphia.
What? No.
You
got to go back a little more ways. You gotta go for Tom Gola.
Tom Gola. Oh my! Is that right? Oh man! What a great trivia question! I should have known that. All right.
I should get
your producer. Your producer can't believe I didn't get that one. See you later.
No, he wanted me to give you a clue. That's what he couldn't believe. Thank you, sir.
Call.
Kyle, you're up here on this wonderful show.
Jamie, what's going on, buddy?
What's going?
I missed the beginning, so you might have talked about these things, but I wish we had Chip the coach. I'm not sure Chip the GM is the best GM here, but I don't want to make you repeat everything, but I struggle with this Mathis thing.
No, don't worry about it. I think Chip the GM is a little too arrogant to succeed, and he has to learn not to just do what he wants, and he has to have a little more give and take than he is right now.
These are adults, man, right? I mean, these guys are trying to make money.
Yeah, these are not 18-year-old kids you're dealing with, Chip. They know how to handle their money.
Yeah, well, how about, I saw a little thing recently, it sounds like Giles and Samberg got in a fight last night in the dugout. What's that all about?
Oh, we'll have to look at that, but yes, I did hear about that. We'll go a little more, I have to find some article about that later, because we're getting into
I guess he didn't want to walk, he didn't want to walk the guy when he had a runner on second. And he made him intentionally walk the next batter to let him pitch to him. And I think he showed some frustration out there. And even though he ultimately struck out the last batter, he I don't think Samberg liked the demonstration of emotion out there on the mound.
Well, because Samberg's such a meek guy. All he does is sit there in the dugout. There's a game going on? I wouldn't know. I have no emotion in the dugout.
I'm with you.
No,
I'm with you. He's not gonna be the guy that takes us. When we finally get good again, we got to get somebody else in there. I mean, he's fine for now, but what do you think about?
Yeah, I think somebody else.
What do you think about our outfield out there? Should Dominic Brown still be in AAA? What's your view of kind of what's the Phillies focus on here?
I think it's time for Dom the boy to come up. I think he's learned his lesson And I think he needs to come up with the big club, as Ruben likes to say.
Yeah, yeah. Let's find out for final for all. What about I saw Russell canceled his workout with us. Do you read anything into that, Jamie, or do you think it is what it is?
I'm careful to read into that, but I think I'm starting to. I think that could mean bad things, but I'm not going to read into it quite yet. But I'm a little worried.
Yeah, and then I heard they were watching some Greek center pretty closely yesterday. I don't think we need a Greek center here next year.
No, I don't think we need Porzingis, the name full about. I don't think I want it.
Yeah, that guy. My last one, Jamie, on the NBA Finals, I'm torn because I actually want to see Golden State win, but I'd like to see a few more good games and maybe a Game 7. Any chance we get there?
I think there's a good chance to get there. I think I'm picking Warriors in 6, but I do think you could find a Game 7, and I could promise you that Game 5 will be entertaining as all the other games. As.
Okay, good. Well, I look forward to tomorrow night then.
Yeah, do it. Look forward to it.
All right, buddy. You got any trivia today?
Yeah.
I got two trivias for him.
Oh, he's got a couple of trivias.
Easy one first. Though.
All right. Who holds the Dallas Cowboys record for passing yards in one season at 4903?
Two guys or one guy?
One person.
That's got to be Tony Romo, Danny White, and Aikman. I don't think they ever threw that much.
Check. Tony Romo, one for one. What is the next one you got for us?
This is the one for this day. That's why we're going to answer.
This is the Dream 13 question.
And I think Colin may know this one.
What is the name of the third straight
Australian Open singles title?
Yeah.
Wait, which man won his third straight Australian Open singles title in 2013?
Yeah.
That's got to be the
talking
Joker.
Tennis.
Yes, it is the Joker, so two for two for you, and thank you.
All right. Good show, James. Have a good week.
All right.
Did you tell him you graduated 8th grade?
No.
Did you tell him you graduated 8th grade?
No.
All
give
right.
it to
no.
him. Give it to him. Stop.
Congrats.
Out.
Congrats.
All right.
That won't work.
Thank you. No, sorry.
All right.
Out of here. Bye. You really don't want to hit that button, do you? You think I'm rushing people off today?
Well, that was a blitzkrieg of calls. Now, listen. Here's what I wrote today. 8th grade graduation party day. This will kick off Jamie's day of fun and celebration. NBA Finals, Stanley Cup Finals.
Are you going back to join the fun?
Local Radio Wars, join the fun.
Oh, you do want to talk about it.
You
want to
get into it?
Do you? You do.
Why is it dug up again yesterday? Why did both people address it yesterday? In case anyone's listening out there, we got a radio war going on in Sports Talk Radio in Philadelphia, whereas the king for the last 6 years, Mike Missanelli, has been challenged and surpassed by the new guy in town, hailing from Louisiana via Dallas, Josh Innes, who's taken over the drive home slot and partnered up with Tony Bruno, who basically doesn't get a word in edgewise. And they've now taken over the ratings lead for the last 11 consecutive weeks. Now they're talking smack on each other all over the place on Twitter. And
I'm talking to the guy on Costco.
The guy that broke the story that they were taking over the drive home slot. You keep taking jabs at for no reason. I don't understand it. So, why yesterday did they get back into it again, both of them?
Because it's the Ask Us Anything Friday on the Anderson Bruno show.
Why is he bringing it up again? And why did Mikey miss bring it up yesterday?
No, it's Thursday. That's the only clip of him bringing it up, the clip I showed you about the man boobs. And all
why
that.
Did he bring it up?
Because people probably been bombarding him with Twitter messages and emails about it.
Okay. And, of course, you only take one side and you refuse to listen to Mikey Miss, who you used to love, right?
Innocent Bruno! Forever!
You've latched your horses onto that trailer or whatever the saying is, and you will not reverse. Your full bore 94 will not even veer. Even during commercial breaks, will not listen to 97.5.
I go to WS hands, bro.
Oh, come on. That's right. You're talking to the biggest Mike Francesa fan in the south side of New York here. South of New York City, Jamie Convey.
All right.
Doesn't miss an episode. Radio words. It's going to be Monday. Are they going to announce
12 consecutive weeks?
They might. Let's go to Philly. Let's go to Philly.com. Let's see what. I want to read the Radio War story there. I want you to read
it. How
are they doing it now?
Philly.com. A new one? New Radio Wars update?
Philly.com.
We're talking about that. And he's getting mad he won't respond. I said, why would you respond if you zing him like this?
All he said was, sorry, I didn't like it.
Last one was February 5th, 2015, Bruno versus and Innes versus Miss Melly. That's the last one I see. Is there another one recently?
Yeah.
Call it something different?
Yeah. Don't do radio.
What, I don't know what else to do. I could do Dale Scott.
No, do it, Anderson Bruno.
Okay.
I want a cupcake, but okay.
Oh, Miss Nelly slams Bruno. This is the most recent. Slams Bruno in it's in radio trade, Tyree. This is the one thing he blasts him all the time, and now Miss Nelly does, and it's news.
They were kind of like inferring on a song today that Miss Robin, whatever, has been getting. Twitter,
and they kind of take one fake Twitter account, and they wouldn't say my name, but they basically were saying Miss Vanilla, he doesn't say anything about her. One day after Sports Talk 94.1 WIP host Tony Bruno took to Twitter to celebrate another big ratings win with co-host Josh Innes. Frustrated 97.5, the Fanatic host Mike Mizanelli slammed both on air during an aggressive rant on his show. In a 3-minute tirade on Thursday's show, captured by Cross and Broad, Mizanelli responded to jabs offered by Bruno and Innes, calling Bruno a rat, tagging Innes as a fat ass out of town with man boobs, and claimed the Fanatic morning host Anthony Gargano nearly made Innes pee himself. Tony Bruno is a rat, okay? Miss Nelly said in response to Bruno, noting the Fanatic show BWP before being forced out of the station. He never at any point was number one here, unless he confuses number one with number seven. Oh, jeez. I went down too far. 3 minutes to go.
Let's look.
I really went far down here.
Let's look at Philly's Pirates roster.
All right, here we go.
Let's look at the Philly.
It's actually long. Miss Nelly saved his worst comments for Innes, who was described as some fat ass Alabama with man boobs. A kid who got beat up in the schoolyard every day of his life. Kid who was afraid to take his t-shirt off in phys ed class because he has man boobs. Kid that has never played a sport in his life. A Howard Stern imitator. Here's what's bringing you to Sports Talk Radio in Philadelphia. Please. Miss Nelly also described the confrontation between Innes and former WIP host Anthony Gargano, who was upset over being replaced in badmouth by Innes on the air. I love this story that this kid is denying the fact. When Anthony got in his face over there and the kid turned white as a sheet and almost peed himself, claimed Miss Nelly, and he's saying that didn't happen. I know for a fact it happened. So keep your bitch Nelly, keep doing it. Mike's insults are about as fresh as his fifth place show. Innes said in response before mocking one of Miss Nelly's signature segments. Oh yeah. Here's a general knowledge question. What fraudulent Philly guy has been knocked off his perch by a fat interloper? Mike's response are the last gasps
gasp of a desperate man, and it said, his empire is crumbling. This view goes all the way back to October 2014, when Miss Nellie sent a tweet, later deleted, that made the cover of the New York Daily News, after Victor Cruz was injured during an Eagles game, that read, "Hey Giants fans, Victor Cruz is over, dance to that." Here's the cartoon Justin Clark and I came up with at the time. Miss Nellie claimed he wasn't watching the game when Cruz was hurt, but that didn't stop Ennis from saying on the air he's the outright undisputed king of debauchery in the city of Philadelphia.
Do we look at a Philly?
He followed that up with the same call. Mikey missed Heat's history. That was it. That was the day he took over. I remember.
That started the radio one.
Truly tasteless tweets over the years involving MLK, and Frank and Magic Johnson. So stay tuned. Stop that. Stop doing that. With a summer of lackluster Philly sports news on the horizon, this radio feud is only bound to get more contentious and interesting. There we go.
Rob Tuna.
10:30 on the dot.
I wanna look at Philly's rap.
Philly.
What?
Look it up. Philly's rapper. I wanna read a story.
On Philly.com?
And
on the air we have to do this?
No, in the episode.
Say goodbye.